CliffCentral.com.
So Ben says that's the worst song he's ever heard in his life.
No, I did not use those words. You
did.
You are lying like a sack of Jason Roeder right now.
What did you say then?
Rephrase it then. I said the combination of this unnecessarily high air conditioning and this Kylie Minogue impersonator is ruining my Friday. And you were like, well, it is Kylie Minogue. I said, well, she's a shadow of a former self.
Okay, well,
that's what I said.
It's more or less. I mean, your story was much less interesting than mine.
Essentially, if you want to make lies, Gareth, then...
Lies. That's all we do here, Ben, is lies.
You're basically just CNN then, aren't you?
Yeah. Hey, Dave Levinson...
He's not here, is he?
No, not yet. Sure. But he says, the studio WhatsApp is broken. Maybe it's related. No, it's not. I've just got your message. I don't know what you're talking about, Dave. Anushka says, I woke up sick, congested, coughing, and running a fever. I will, however, drag myself out there to make my contribution to the economy. To hell with you all in our parliament. Sure. Duncan says, I am in Las Vegas for a tech conference. The place is pretty amazing and disgusting at the same time. The creatures start approaching after 2 a.m. in the morning. Huh.
Sure.
Got to be careful there.
Duncan gets about, huh?
He does. He's in Latvia, then he's in Las Vegas. Stefan's here. He's from Berlin, and he's come to visit. I told him to tell us about some words in German that are really long and complicated or very horrible. Some horrible words. So we'll talk to him in a second. Yeah, bring him in, actually. What the hell is he going to sit out there looking at us like animals in the zoo?
It's what we are.
All right. What's on your mind this morning, ass?
Yeah.
What do you got going on?
Single use, gammon, gaslighting, and plogging.
What?
Backstop, flossing, me too, and vegan. These are words of...
Plogging?
They're being called the words of the year 2018.
What is plogging?
Plogging
yeah.
is when you, are jogging.
But you're plodding.
No, plogging is when you combines jogging with picking up litter.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, that's
it happens
nice.
In Sweden.
We are going to plogging.
Yes, and it's now owned a place in the English dictionary.
Huh. Plogging.
So if you see someone jogging with armfuls of rubbish in their hands, then
you know what they're doing. They're plogging.
Yes. What about flossing? We know flossing. It's the dance.
Oh, it's not with your teeth?
No.
Not your teeth.
No.
Can't
we know
get floss
me,
between
me
those.
Too. That's been
bite them
put
off.
In the dictionary.
Yeah, me too is now. By the way, I posted a video on my Instagram yesterday of
wow, that was funny.
Snow White U2 moment. Me too so. Moment, rather than you.
Oh.
Me too moment.
I jumped to the band
yeah,
all of a sudden.
Let me show you, ass. You'll see what I mean. It's hilarious just because of the sound. They've taken the Disney Snow White. You like this, Nono. You thought this was hilarious.
I saw it.
Let me show you. So here's Snow White.
Yes.
And then what you have to do is just start the video. Oh, for God's sake. And you'll see what I mean. She basically runs away. Oh, for God's sake, I hate it when this thing freezes like this. So annoying. So it's Snow White with a Me Too twist, all right?
Okay.
And she's standing talking to Prince Charming. And then in the cartoon, she runs and she closes the door. Because, I don't know, she's shy or whatever. You know how Disney is. It would be that she was shy, probably. But in this version, she's got a Nigerian accent. And he goes, why are you running? Why are you running? And that's how she screams. Anyway, that was funny. So the, me too, what else?
Whitewash.
Yeah?
To whitewash is to cast a white actor in the role of a character from a minority ethnic group or to produce a film or play using white actors to play characters from a minority ethnic group.
Yeah, that was a huge thing. Like
what is
that,
it?
Like that was the norm in a lot of like things.
Yeah, of course. So but what's the opposite
critics,
called? Because now I see all these period pieces where they like they have a black person at the court of Elizabeth I, and you're like, nah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
So what do you call that? Blackwashing.
Blackwashing.
Probably.
What else is there? There is gaslighting.
What's that again?
A nasty way to control and manipulate someone, usually within a relationship, by lying constantly and making them question their own sanity.
Hmm. Ah, I know people who do that.
Gammon.
Gammon is like the stuff you eat at Christmas time. It's like ham, except it's cooked differently.
Well, this is different. It's to describe a man who is typically white, has right-of-center politics, and is pro-Brexit with conservative social values. It's used as an insult, just like the term snowflake.
Hmm. So you get snowflakes
Origin
and you get gammons.
Began on Twitter where people were using it to describe red-cheeked flush that some angry animated men appear to get while talking about politics.
Like Nigel Farage. All right. Or Angela Merkel. She's a white man.
The word of the year is single use. I thought it was quite boring, but
that's
it's got to
plastic
do,
straws,
yes,
that
kind got
of
to
thing.
Do with
okay.
The plastic stuff that you can only use once, uh-huh. and then it's chucked in the bin, recycled, littered, or landfilled.
Yeah, is this word of the year through sheer usage? Like, as in, it's the word of the year because...
How do you choose these?
It's just been used the most.
You made it up, didn't you?
I've just made this all up.
God, I'm surrounded by liars.
Liars, just everywhere.
Just
lies.
Just
gaslighting.
On plastic. Did you know that there is plastic in salt? Your table salt?
No.
No.
90% of it is plastic.
Nonsense.
This is...
Rubbish.
This is something that's come out... It was actually last month.
Are you getting your news from my Zimbabwe? Where do you get your news? Huh?
Scientists have tested 39 different salt brands from 16 countries and found that the majority, 90%, contained microplastics. Oh, sorry, it's not 90% plastic. 90% of them contain plastic.
Yeah, for heaven's
and
sake.
And you'd think then, oh, but I use rock salt or sea salt or whatever. Yeah. Those have the highest levels of plastic contamination. Hmm. Sea salt, lake salt, and rock salts have the highest. The salts were from UK, Australia, US, and France.
Well, I make my own in the laboratory.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you dry out your sweat or something?
Yeah. In some restaurants in Cape Town, you've actually got to lick a hipster's armpit if you really want a salt experience.
That's true. And bring the hipster in chains and you lick it.
You know, you normally get like the waiter with the big pepper grinder. They now bring a hipster to your table.
And the hipster and squeals.
And you can just wipe your burger on the armpit. That's how you get the salt added salt.
And sometimes you can't tell the difference between the hipster and the homeless person because occasionally when they run out of hipsters, they bring in a homeless person.
Yeah, no one really notices.
No.
Well, obviously, if it's a Michelin star, they've got a hipster.
Yes, of course. More the lower grade, but lower rent restaurants. Yeah, yeah.
Lower rent restaurants.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're eating a lot of plastic. Plastic is contaminating everything.
Yeah, okay, look, it's contaminating, but what they mean is that there's about 0.002% plastic in there. It's not like 90% of your salt is plastic. That's ridiculous. You would taste that. You wouldn't taste any salt.
What if it's salt-flavored plastic?
No, Ben, you can't. No. No, it's ridiculous. You know what? This is paranoia. This is someone who's an activist against plastic and they've dug up some bullshit.
It's from Huffington Post.
Exactly. Need I say more? I mean, why not get our news from the monster that lives in the toilets? Come on. It's ridiculous. Huffington Post. Didn't they shut down because they couldn't even get one advertiser? They had that Virashni Pillay as their editor for a while.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible. I mean, she made up stories left, right, and center. She used to publish stuff from people who weren't even real people.
This was written by Sarah Sperry.
Well, you see, I knew her. She was
a pen name.
She was always a liar.
That's a pen
name. I remember her from the early days. She started lying when she was 6.
Sarah Sperry?
Yes. She was at school with me. Total liar. Big time liar. Surprised she doesn't work for CNN. She's such a liar. All right, Stefan Panzer's here. Hey, Stefan, how are you, dude?
How's it, guys?
Nice to see you.
Good to be back.
Wie geht's?
Sehr gut und dir?
Yeah, good. How's Deutschland? Have you got rid of Angela Merkel? What's happening there?
I think about 3 more years and then she's going to retire in Cape Town.
Is she going to Cape Town to Kapstadt?
Well, that's why I'm teaching you guys German words.
Yeah.
So you guys can communicate with her when...
If she comes here, she could be a very powerful post-politics in Europe, present politics in South Africa leader. People would rally to her. They like her. Well, yep. Some people like her.
I heard she's just coming down for the nudist beaches.
Is that
she's
what she likes?
Big nudist, Angela.
Listen, I drove around Berlin with Stefan. He was telling us when there's a warm day, the Germans take off all their clothes and go into the parks.
All of their clothes?
All of their clothes. Right?
Yeah, there's different sections of the park where you go for specific things.
Who's at the front?
Angela. She likes that. Does Angela, have you ever seen Angela with tits swinging in the wind?
Everyone has.
By the way, Stefan is wearing a t-shirt that says Cuck Fancy.
Yeah, Stefan's originally from Cape Town. People don't know this.
Right.
And he's been in Berlin for some time now.
Where were you born?
Cape Town.
Okay.
Kapstadt. And?
And?
When did you move to Berlin?
When I was 28, so.
Right. And when did you get married?
8 years ago.
Right. So you and your wife have been married 8 years. A lot of people don't know this. Stefan's wife is Indian, but mm-hmm. she's also from South Africa. And now they both speak German and they have a dog.
Right.
Right. What's your dog's name?
Bodhi, a very tempered French bulldog. So if you can keep a French bulldog alive, then, you know, one day you can have children.
Yeah, is that what they say? The Tamagotchis of real life.
Yeah, yeah, they are hardcore. Yeah.
Are they just difficult, temperamental? Are they hard to look after? What's the story with a French bulldog? Because I've heard that they actually make for very nice pets.
They are. The thing that you need to understand is, so, like, we think they're literally the smartest dogs you can get. So people say usually German Shepherd is.
Really?
But a German Shepherd is obedient. You tell a French bulldog something, you'll think about it, and then do what the fuck he wants to do.
Oh, okay. So, like a cat. So they're not
like
obedient.
Like a cat or a husky.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But that they're not the cleverest. I've heard that the sheepdog is the cleverest.
No, it's actually the poodle, the standard poodle.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you would know. You've done all these pet shows.
Yes. Yeah.
And the poodle's 73% plastic.
Yeah. All right.
But
so
that depends on if they dye them purple or like green or something.
Oh, then they look stupid.
Yeah. No, people, I'll send you a video of this woman who dyes these poodles like zebras cheetahs. They look amazing. It's hilarious.
It's so embarrassing for a poodle. They look funny enough as it is. They get these weird haircuts. And
they run strangely
right,
as well.
But we digress. So you are popping in because you're actually back in South Africa for a little bit on work.
Yep.
You're here for work. So you brought a list of German words that we should all learn. Some long German words. And today we're going to learn some German words with Stefan. So you take it away. You tell us what you're here to teach us. Give us a couple of words and we'll see who can, by the end of this, speak some Deutsch.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. So I think we should start at the deep end, because the longer the word, the better you'll be able to fit in if you go visit Germany and be able to impress the locals.
Okay. All right,
so
let's go.
So we're going to start with the shortest from the 10 long words. Oh my God, this song. 31 letters.
Okay.
Lebensversicherungsgesellschaft. Lebensversicherungsgesellschaft.
That means that when you go and work in an actual mineshaft, but you're not old enough to.
Leben is life.
Lebensversicherungsgesellschaft.
Gesellschaft. Gesellschaft.
Yes.
Was ist das?
A life insurance company or
God.
Policy.
No wonder no one in Germany can afford life insurance. You can't even pronounce the word.
They're the most insured country in the world.
They have insurances
for everything.
Wow, that's a hell of a word. Say it one more time.
Lebensversicherungsgesellschaft.
Okay.
And that's the shortest one on the list.
Oh wow, my, heiliger Gott. All right.
So next one with 32 letters is Behindertengleichgestellungsgesetz.
Oh.
Ben, go for it.
What do you think that is?
That's the guy who sells the newspaper in the morning and he's got one leg.
Well, that is actually a fairly good analogy, because it means
equal treatment of people
that have a disability.
Nailed it.
See? Wow, Ben.
Well, nailed it. You have a talent.
Yeah, and whoever still reads newspapers, paper version, is also kind of on the disabled side, so
exactly,
kind of all works out well.
All right, next.
Then with 33 letters, we have Bundesausbildungsförderungsgesetz.
It's a newspaper for builders. A gazette.
Start again.
Bundesausbildungsförderungsgesetz.
It is some kind of publication, isn't it? Bundes is the state.
Yeah.
The rest, I'm gone.
Well, okay, my translation isn't also that great. I speak like dodgy African German. It's like state development law or funding law, like to educate yourself further through the state.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Horrible word.
Terrible word. Then, second place, with 34 letters.
Uh-huh.
Donau Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft.
Oh, that
That's
one.
What I
ben
did
knows.
In the loo this morning.
Ben? What is it? Do you have any solution to this?
It's Leanne's toilet story from earlier that just haunted me again.
Oh.
Is that again?
Donau Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft.
I told you, exactly.
Donau Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft.
Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft.
Whatever, man.
Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft.
Dampfschifffahrt. That's an incredible collection.
Dampfschifffahrt. It sounds like you're trying to get rid of something.
Yeah, it's an exorcism of some kind.
Something is being abluted.
All right, go on. What is it?
So Donau is one of the rivers in Germany. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't ask me where the hell it is.
People shit in the river all the time.
The Donau is the Danube.
Yeah. So and then Dampfschifffahrtsgesellschaft is steamboat company.
Oh, that's great. That's a great word. I'm going to put that up on our lavatory in Gothic script.
It's replaced Buckelpuff as my new
thing. What is Buckelpuff?
When you know, like an ottoman, yes, which is called a poof as well.
A poof, yeah.
And I was reading a home magazine, and they were advertising Buckelpuffs. And I said to my brother, I need to go to the loo. I need a Buckelpuff, not just a normal one.
Oh, that's great. All right. And give us one more.
And the number one word with 36 letters.
Is?
Kraftfahrzeughaftpflichtversicherung.
Hmm.
Sounds like a
and it's basically another insurance. Hero.
Like a cat what?
Flying cat hero. Say it again.
Kraftfahrzeughaftpflichtversicherung.
Okay.
Ah, that's a great word. I can't imagine people saying that to each other in a crowded street in Berlin. It would start a war.
Well, huh? Nobody speaks German in Berlin, so... Nobody would say this. Like, I'm reading these words for the first time.
Ben, any word that you think springs to mind? Is it also a cat hero in your mind?
Flying cat hero.
I think it's a person who cobbles streets.
Wow. Who's closer? Neither.
Well, nobody. Kraftfahrzeug is fancy word for vehicle, car.
Yeah, there we go. This is where I was going with this.
Kraftfahrzeug.
And then Haftpflichtversicherung is... insurance, like if you damage somebody's car, that's...
Oh, okay. Do you still use those car sharing things? Because you've got your own car now.
I do occasionally, like if I go somewhere.
Tell them how it works. It was fascinating for me because we don't have anything like that in this country.
So you have an app on your phone.
Yeah.
You open it up, you check what cars in your vicinity, and you get two providers. One is mainly from BMW, one from Mercedes.
Yeah.
And you check what cars are close by. You get one series Beamers, you get the i3, that electric one that we drove.
Yes, that's right.
You get some cool Mini Cooper S's, and then you just pick the car that's closest to you that you want, unlock it with your phone, you pay 30 cents a minute, and you just drive within the...
And you just leave it wherever.
And you just park it wherever.
And then someone else will take it next.
We actually crashed ours a bit, eh? We
did.
Popped a tire.
Don't blame it on me. You did. You drove straight into a ditch. And he says, he goes, don't worry. This will be fine because they'll pick it up and fix it.
I've got Dampflich Fuschtefeiner insurance.
Yeah. Bless you. Bless you.
Dampflich
Fuschtefeiner insurance.
So if you have an accident, you just leave it there and just say...
Yeah, they come and fetch it.
Well,
they come and fix it.
If it's like a flat tire, if you crash the thing, you can't just leave.
No, you can't just leave the scene. Mm. It could be terrible. Hey, by the way, sex talk on cliffcentral.com today. Infertility is what they're talking about. If you are barren...
Hmm.
They're going to talk about you if you're barren. That's right. It affects many deeply. What are the causes and what can we do about it? That's Jonty Searle's sex talk today. You excited?
Well, at least we know he's not going to be naked for this one.
No.
Baron also used to be a title, like a more for like lords. So
yeah, yes.
Also had a double meaning.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Barren.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, since we talked about double meanings earlier with gammon... And all that stuff.
Yes, that's true. I didn't know any of those meanings. So Leanne's got the list of all the words. If you want to hear what those words are, the words of the year, there's one that's going to be chosen. You can go and listen back to the first part of the second hour of today's show. So, Stefan, you listen to us often enough. You must have some things to say to Ben. Give him some feedback, some things to say to Leanne, Nolo even, me. Go on. No feedback?
Ben should just stay the way he is, like understand his...
You're not going to complain like
Elson? You always need the Grinch on the show.
Can you put that list of yours on Instagram, says Kelly?
Yes, I can definitely do that.
Please take a screenshot of it and send it to us, and then we'll put it on the Gareth Cliff Show email, WhatsApp, I mean Instagram as well.
All of them.
Any feedback for Nolo?
Nolo is amazing. I was chatting to her earlier outside.
Yes.
She keeps saying she's very awkward, which is total bullshit.
Are you awkward? Were you awkward with our guests?
I really think I am. I'm really awkward.
She's definitely an introvert.
Yeah.
I mean,
she's a raving lunatic.
Exactly. So the two don't really go together. Yeah. So it's a great combo for
Yeah. So first thing you see in the morning, you meet someone who's completely crazy. That's great.
Yeah.
By the way, did anybody do any Guy Fawkes stuff? Because I know we all said that we don't like Guy Fawkes because it's bad for the animals.
There was Diwali.
Yes, well, Diwali and Guy Fawkes, it's funny those two go together.
Mm, it was Diwali and it's still going on because it's celebrated at different times for northern or southern Indians.
But aren't fireworks still banned in some regions in SA?
Yeah, people do what they want.
They do what they
want. This place is the Wild West, dude. It's not Germany.
I've been in Germany too long.
I just feel it's completely unfair. I'm sorry if it's offensive culturally. Because
you're allowed to say
everything is these days.
Yeah, you're allowed to say you think fireworks are dumb.
My cats huddling together because they're so scared of what's going on outside.
Yeah.
And that they walk close to the ground because they think the sky is falling on them.
Stupid cats.
But that's very weird. Like, my dog loves fireworks. He goes, checks it out. Like, if there's fireworks in Berlin, he'll just run and, like,
and watch
see what the hell's
the
going on. Yeah, yeah.
I had a Jack Russell that would bite those ones that you set on the ground and they're just like a sparkler type thing.
And he'd go and bite them?
Yeah, like as if it was a water fountain.
And my mother's Jack Russell's completely deranged. I reckon he would do that too. Totally deranged. Most insane dog. They took his brain out when he was about one.
He had a lobotomy.
Yeah, no, I promise you, he's completely screwed up. But yeah, it is cruel to the animals, and I'm not a massive fan of fireworks. I saw a great fireworks display in Monaco, and all I could think about was the animals.
Mm.
It's a beautiful fireworks display. The Bulgarians did it, and they did this amazing green and blue and red and orange and yellow and just explosions and huge, you know, those big balls that turn into more balls that turn into more balls.
So much balls.
So balls everywhere.
All the Bulgarians have a lot of leftover ammunition from back in the day.
Yes,
so
that's true. That's probably
might as well put that to use.
So how long are you back in South Africa for?
I was here for 3 weeks, fly back on Monday.
Uh-huh. And your wife and the bulldog are still in Berlin.
Yeah, she's studying. The dog's not studying.
Right, sure. In Germany, your pets have to study.
Yeah.
They have to be smart.
Even your pets have to be clever.
You need dog tax and like dog insurance. Otherwise, you can't have a dog. Yeah.
Are they very particular about that? Do they check out your residence to make sure?
Yeah.
Really?
And the more dogs you have, the more you got to pay.
How many
it's a
cats are
tax.
You allowed?
How many?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not a cat person. I think cats belong in Asian restaurants. So.
That is outrageous.
We went to an Asian restaurant when we were there.
Yeah,
Stefan
Vietnamese
took us
place.
To a Vietnamese place. My cat was very tender.
Did you have tender pussy?
I had the greatest cat.
And Vietnamese food, especially in East Germany, is very, very good because GDR days, they did internship programs and exchange
explain,
programs.
GDR means Old East Berlin, right?
Yeah.
Under the old socialist
Berlin.
Government. Yeah.
So there's a lot of German-Vietnamese people.
Yes.
And they make amazing Vietnamese food.
Well, there's such a range of, because people think of Germany and they think, Wurst and Kartoffeln.
Sauerkraut.
Yeah, and that's not what most Germans eat stuff from other places.
Well, that's like South Africa. We don't have many
South African restaurants.
Yeah. We've got Italian and
got
Greek and
Yama
Portuguese.
Franchises.
Huh. Yeah, we do. But we generally eat a lot of Boerewors. Food.
Imagine
that, but it's like all international places.
Boerewors restaurant. No one
Mexican.
Would go.
The tourists would go.
You think so?
Yeah.
Sure. What do you eat mostly in Berlin if you guys go out?
It's a very good question. So I'm getting used to seasons.
Yeah.
Like, I still sometimes think I live in SA where there's just two seasons, kind of. So in winter, I'm hooked on ramen.
The noodles. That's ramen's very good. Oh, I had some amazing. In New York.
Yeah.
Very, very nice. We tried to go to a ramen restaurant when Pumi and Greg and I were in Berlin and Stefan wanted to take us. There was one, and there was a queue outside the place that was, I don't know.
Oh, these
must have been 40 people in that queue. And he's like, no, but it's fantastic. You've got to. We were like, nah, we don't want to wait.
No, that
queue.
Wasn't the reason. It was Greg.
Did you?
The reason was Greg.
Because yeah, Greg doesn't eat anything. Mm. Almost as bad as Sia.
Yeah, you didn't have line insurance. You couldn't stay for longer than 5 minutes.
Yes, that's true. What is line insurance? Liegen, gewogen, wiegespiegen, lagen, flugen.
Schlangenversicherung. They probably have that.
Oh, but no. Of course, Versicherung.
Versicherung,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's insurance. Okay, now it all makes sense. If I see it in writing, maybe I'll understand but better.
They even have insurance for in case you get ditched on your wedding day.
You're joking.
No, this is the weirdest
one. I wonder
what
that costs. That's hilarious.
How soul destroying when you go and get that? Like, how much of a pessimist are you?
Yeah, I thought.
Well, these Germans we're talking about.
A prenuptial or an antenuptial agreement was bad enough.
No, it's like, I don't think this is going to work on the day.
A couple of emails. I got one here from Carl. Carl says, isn't it ironic that single use is the most used word?
Ah, yes. Well done.
I think that list of words is crap, actually. What else is going on in the news? Let's check in on some stuff.
Do you want to know either about a pimp who's dead, who's won the Nevada legislative race?
I saw this. I couldn't believe it. Well, I just saw the headline.
Dennis Hoff is his name.
So he's the guy that Lamar Odom went to visit when he OD'd.
Yes, it's his brothel.
Right, he's got a brothel. So listen to this. Imagine how shit the Democrat who was standing for election had to be to lose to a dead brothel-owning whorehouse pioneer.
Yeah.
Like a perfect dead.
He died after a weekend of parties celebrating his 72nd birthday.
He was a complete reprobate, he still won.
He was found dead at his own Love Ranch brothel,
right,
an hour outside of Vegas.
Right.
He'd spent the four previous days partying with notables from the sex industry and political world.
What a way to go, by the way.
And that's the exact brothel where Lamar Odom was found unconscious in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
So he beat Democratic educator Lisa Romanoff for Nevada's 36th Assembly District, which includes rural communities and large stretches of desert in the southern part of the state.
Imagine how crap she is, this educator Romanoff.
He wrote a book called The Art of the Pimp, akin to Trump's The Art of the Deal.
What soul-destroying work for her. She was campaigning, he was dead, and she still lost. She must be terrible at her job.
So he'll obviously be replaced. It's not like she just...
Yeah, no. Well, it's not like his girlfriend can inherit the throne, you know?
Yeah.
Someone else has to come in now. But that is hysterical. So he was a brothel owner. He wrote a book about being a sex pimp.
He was in the HBO adult reality series Cat House.
Wow.
And his body was discovered by porn actor Ron Jeremy and a prostitute.
What an honor to be discovered by Ron Jeremy. He's dead. Oh, shit.
He ran for office in 2016 as a libertarian,
mm-hmm,
but he lost the race. And this year he ran as a Republican and earned backing from Trump associate Roger Stone.
Wow. And won.
Yeah.
And then died before he could enjoy the fruits of his labor.
That's it.
But what a life. It sounds like this guy was living it up.
He certainly was.
Jeez. Yeah. Pimp. He's got a love ranch. Standing for political office. I mean, this sounds like this is Bill Clinton's dream. Bill's like, oh, Hillary, I told you I had a blood brother somewhere in Nevada.
He looks a little like Bill, actually.
Yeah, a little. Shame. I mean, what a sad story. I'm sad he's gone. He sounds like he could have been a fascinating person to talk to.
Yeah, he'd be a riot.
What an interesting dude.
This guy's far more interesting.
Who?
Sorry. There's a guy called Emil Rattleband. He is Dutch, and he wants to change his age.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got gender laws right now, okay?
Yes.
So you can transgender, if you identify with someone, you can do that. So you can,
yeah, it's like you can say you're Rachel, what was her name?
Dolezal.
And you could say you're black even though you're totally white.
Yeah, so basically this guy, he lives in Amsterdam, mm-hmm, obviously.
Sure.
So he's arguing, if you can do all these things, why can't I change my age?
Sure.
So he wants to legally change his age from March, sorry, his birthday, from March 11, 1949 to March 11, 1969.
So that he can bullshit people he's 20 years younger.
Yeah, so he's currently 69.
Is that for Tinder?
Hang on. He's currently 69 years old, right? His, mm-hmm. his doctor says he's got a body of a 45-year-old. The guy is just a wonderful genetic specimen. He's just he's doing well in life, but he says my age is killing my life. On Tinder, he gets no responses at all
because he's so old.
Because he's 69, but when he says he's 49, people are constantly hitting him up because he still looks good. So he physically wants to go to the courts and make this happen, and he's citing all these other things that have happened, and therefore his case is valid as anything else.
So he
else.
Identifies as a 45-year-old.
He says work opportunities are drying up because people see 69, despite the fact that he's very capable. And he argues that he can be as effective as any other 49-year-old person.
Well, it makes sense, right? I mean, if you treated a disabled person like this, they would they'd have you over a barrel.
Exactly. So he says, you know, you can't buy a house because he's so old.
Show Leanne a picture of him. Let's see what she thinks of him.
Let me see how it swipes.
He looks about mid-50s.
No, he looks like he's in his 60s.
Well, he is, you bitch.
he could pass for 61.
How could you say that? He's trying so hard.
Well, look, he's a lot more cavalier in his Tinder profile pics.
Sure.
He looks like he's having a whale of a time there.
But at what level does his age changing, especially using dating platforms, become catfishing? Because he's not who he says he is. And like,
good point.
The same with choosing your gender or anything like that.
Well, all of this stuff is kind of made up. I mean, everything's made up,
exactly.
Right? Everything. This is the point. If you read something like Yuval Noah Harari, money's made up, governments are made up, it's states are made up, it's just an arbitrary... Humans believe in it. That's what makes it work. So if you have... And this is going to piss off a lot of biologists, but if enough people believe that you're a woman even though you're a man, you're a woman! All it is perception. So if this guy feels like he's 47 or 49 or whatever instead of 69...
He's pushing 45, he believes.
He thinks. Then if he can make enough other people believe it, then he is.
Yeah. But, Emil, this is where I'm going to burst your bubble here, bud. Because when you're 45, you become 46, you become 47, you become 48, okay?
Yeah.
Which is fine. When you're 69, you become 70, 71. And that's when it kicks in. You start looking like a ball sack. And so you will age bloody fast. You'll age faster than a 45-year-old.
That's the downside, Ben.
So just a bit of reality on this. Because I still think, give this guy his due. He can be a 45-year-old on Tinder. But he's going to age like he's going to reverse Benjamin Button so hard. Because of where he is.
Matlock. Yeah. Old man.
So I also read something quite interesting. You guys heard about AfD, the right-wing German party that's kind of gaining popularity?
Yeah, and there are a lot of Germans very worried about this. They say these are populists on the right. They're going to kill immigration. They're going to turn Germany in a direction that it hasn't been going in since the Third Reich. They're very worried about this.
Yeah, so this week...
Are you worried about them?
No.
No, okay.
This week they released an article in the news saying that they're having their first major influx of Jewish delegates. So the Jewish population in Germany is joining the far-right party.
That's an interesting turn of events.
Very interesting.
That you would never have predicted that in 1950.
Try to sell that story in there.
No, that's not going to go the way everybody expects it to go. Sure.
Yeah.
Wow. That's fascinating. And so Angela is still there for a little while, even though she's lost. How does that work? Does she stick around?
Look, German politics for me, in comparison to South African,
very
is firstly complicated and so boring.
Do you know that the Germans, when they vote on two bases. They vote for a national government, and then they also vote for their local MP.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty simple.
Well, no, it's not, because your local MP only deals with local things. They don't go to parliament. Whereas in most countries, if it's a constituency-based system, they go to parliament and they represent you in the national legislature. In Germany, you vote for a national MP and then you vote for a local MP. Your local MP makes sure the potholes are filled and traffic lights work and the trees are trimmed and all that
stuff. Everyone's got insurance.
Right. Yeah. Well, of course, that's very important in Germany for everything, including getting your wedding insured. But then your national MP takes care of like national politics. It's very odd. It's a strange system.
Hmm.
They've really, where the Germans have figured out like where the gaps are in a functioning democracy. And it does work. Right, Stefan? I mean, the place works.
It does in most areas, like subsections of Berlin is just too crazy to function.
What do you mean?
Like, when people ask me what's Berlin, like, I say it's the most African city in Germany.
Really?
It's just...
Is it, like, crazy? Like, Nigerian? Like,
you saw the graffiti everywhere.
Yeah, there's graffiti
everywhere. The Lebanese gangs run some sections, like the slot machine mafia style.
Wow.
So, yeah, in some neighborhoods, it's a bit more edgy.
Uh-huh.
But I guess that's what makes
the city. So, like, in your neighborhood, what sort of people do you have where you and your wife live?
Oh, super leftist.
Yeah, but I mean, what kind of people? Because I remember those hippies that lived down at the river.
Yeah.
They live in tents and in boxes and trees.
They actually insulate their tents, so their tents are probably warmer inside in winter than most South African homes.
Yeah, they are. And these people live there, and then they have their dogs, and they cook outside, and they walk around in, like, wool.
Yeah, my dog keeps chasing their chickens and get into shit with them.
It's very strange. It's a strange place, Berlin.
Yeah, it's very... Very
and there's still vestiges of that old East Berlin, West Berlin split, right? You still see a lot of the differences.
Yeah, the old architecture, and like in winter, there's no greenery. It just turns, like, feels like it turns back into like communist Russia or something.
Yeah, it goes gray and dead. Yeah, winter, I think, must be awful.
And then as soon as you regentrify areas, the leftists come and attack the buildings.
What do you mean?
Because they used to live in the buildings.
Oh, right.
The derelict buildings.
And then these rich people move in and they get upset.
Yeah, the rich foreigners.
So what do? Do they break the stuff down?
Yeah, they like break in and destroy everything.
Good God.
But it's, like we're living in one of the old famous nightclubs.
Yeah.
It used to be a soap factory.
Yeah.
And then it became a place called Bar 25. And you basically go in on a Thursday evening and you leave on a Monday morning. And you party the whole time through.
Wow.
And one of our neighbors actually, they met in that club. And the area that they met in, they bought that apartment that is now that area.
So that's amazing. So where the club used to be.
Yeah, yeah. So they hooked up in their now apartment.
Like, that's amazing.
10 years ago.
Tell me about that club that you were telling me about, where there's a guy at the door who just chases most of the people away.
Oh, the Burgrein.
What? Tell me about the Burgrein.
So this is just by hearsay. Like, I'm over the days away. I would go there because you got to queue for 3 hours.
People are interested in this because it's amazing. You queue up for a long time. And
queue
then
up for 3 hours. You got to dress like Sia, a.k.a. all black.
Right. If you don't dress in black, you're not even in the queue.
No, forget about it. Then depends what the bouncer feels like. I've heard like recent stories that the bouncer just puts a chair there and says, I'm going to go take a shit. I'll be back. And there's like 500 people in the queue.
Mm-hmm.
He comes back and he looks at the person. He says, no, fuck off.
Wow. Just chases people away. Yeah. It's totally arbitrary.
So have you got to be like good looking?
I've got no idea. People said they split their groups up, that the one goes a half an hour before, the one goes half an hour later. So you look like you're a single person going.
And what happens in there?
Okay, it's not at the Kit Kat club level, but...
What's the Kit Kat club level?
That's anything goes. You like
what, people are having sex in the club?
Sex on the dance floor, jerking off on the dance floor.
Oh, sweet Jesus. I slipped.
I blame Usher. He started all that.
Yeah, it's love in the club. Really, people do this?
So we went to one of those underground speakeasy bars that...
Yeah, but that was a bar.
Yeah,
it
so
didn't
after
look
that,
like people were jerking off on the dance floor.
But after that, like one day I walked home. And I came out my U-Bahn metro station and I walk up the stairs and there's this queue of people like with S&M outfits, wearing strap-ons and everything, ready to go into the Kit Kat Club.
Wow. They're just chilling.
They're just chilling. And then I asked some friends
they go,
and some
hello,
colleagues.
As you walk past with their strap-ons on?
Yeah, they were waving them at me. No.
Oh. Come and join us. Yeah. Fun in here.
Sausage party. No.
Oh. Yes, and you don't know what happens in there because you've never been in.
Well, colleagues told me that they've been.
Yes.
So this is also like your colleagues will say, oh yeah, I went into a sex club.
Yeah, and
this is something to speak about with your colleagues.
People are fascinated in this country because we have nothing like that. So what happens? This is Berlin. This is the nightlife.
So he says he was dancing next to somebody who was pleasuring himself on the dance floor.
Mm.
Sure. I can't.
And apparently they also have a swimming pool. I don't want to know how often they clean that thing.
Oh.
What? You know, I mean, I used to be part of a swingers club.
Really, Leanne?
Yes.
You're full of fascinating
facts. Wait,
today.
I need to know. Was
there a bowl
with keys? You
grind your teeth to the fucking jaw.
Yes, the bowl with keys. I was, well, my boyfriend was the head honcho.
Have you got anything else you want to tell us before we call the police?
And why are there always bodies of water involved in these places?
There's people,
jacuzzis.
They think they're going to get clean at the same time as they're having fun. It's messed up. Okay, so they had a swimming pool. We'll get back to your swingers in a minute. They have a swimming pool in the nightclub?
Yes.
And people in leathers with strap-ons?
Yes. And less clothes. So if a random stranger wants to go in, he has to dress down till his underpants and walk in.
You walk in your underpants?
Yes.
God, Berlin is weird. What does Kyle from South Park say? Germans are weird, dude. They are, huh?
No, they're weird, yeah.
Why do you think they do all that crazy stuff? It's not their culture.
Well, I think...
It is their culture, though.
Is it?
It's such a repressive kind of people, maybe.
Someone help me understand this. I do not understand.
I think it's generally... If you live in a place where for half of the year the sun sets at 4 p.m. or 3 p.m.
Also that. Those Scandinavians also do strange things in saunas.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
they
you
do.
See, I have a happy light every morning in the winter.
Really?
And I take... I probably overdose on vitamin D.
What's a happy light?
So it's supposed to imitate the sunlight.
Oh.
So the strength of the sunlight, and it gives you vitamin D.
Wow.
So that you, it's like antidepressant. Because especially coming from the southern hemisphere.
I just want to say God bless my ancestors for moving here.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, I chose to move there.
Happy light. Good God.
So some of them probably don't. Get a happy light and then go to the Kit Kat Club.
Mm. Hmm. Get ravaged by strap-ons. So, Leanne, back to you.
Was you it always in Midrand, these places?
It was in Pretoria.
Oh. And you would go regularly?
Well, I was dating the guy who
but you were,
headed up this whole thing.
Not just you.
Hmm?
Well, there were other people dating
yes,
him
they
as
were,
well.
No.
Just sex.
No, I was his girlfriend.
Oh. Did you like recognize people who were then really ashamed that you recognized them?
No.
Did they recognize you?
No. I'd never seen these people in my life before. And
they
I've never
go to
seen
the
them
places
again.
You go, they don't
no.
see the people you see.
Mostly old Afrikaans men with lots
yes.
of money. Yeah.
Any attractive ones?
No.
I mean, you hear about these swingers clubs and you imagine it's going to be beautiful people, but no.
No, no, not really. Just like normal
old,
people.
Old Dominies and that kind of stuff.
Dominies? Jesus. Can you believe this, Nolo?
It's really fascinating.
Isn't it? Leanne's a dark horse.
So it reminds me of a friend of mine.
Yeah?
Pitched something to me, which I was meant to pitch to my boyfriend, and I haven't.
Explain?
So he and his girlfriend are very...
sexually open-minded.
Yes. They like exploring together.
Oh.
And
exploring
it,
what? Forests, mountains, or crevices?
They like exploring other bodies together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So my boyfriend and I had spoken about this, I think, like 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
It was just a random chat, you know?
Yeah, sure.
And when I got this proposal, I don't know.
Did you think about it?
I did. Yeah, I did. I mean,
what did your boyfriend? What did your boyfriend think of this?
I haven't spoken to him
about
it.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. I'm still trying to find the right way to pitch this so that I don't come across as perverted.
But you're quite intrigued. You like you might want to do this.
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us how it works. Like, how do you get dressed? And then you go to this place like you would a normal night out on the town?
It's always at a house.
Oh. So it's a house party. So you're going for a braai.
Do you get to choose? Or is it like
okay, so
Russia
you,
roulette?
You're not allowed to be, you're not allowed to attend these things if you're a single male.
Okay.
Yeah.
Single women can.
Single women can. Right. You know, with married couples, you always ask the woman for permission.
Right, okay. No, that would make sense.
She generally runs
yes
the show.
No.
Yeah. Like she would say to me, I want you to perform oral sex on my husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
But hang on, let's just backtrack a little. I didn't mean you needed to jump straight into the oral sex with someone's husband. What I mean is, what do you all, you stand around, have drinks,
yes.
talk about the weather and politics and TV shows, and then suddenly everyone's naked? How does it work?
It's all a bit of a blur for me, actually. I think wow. I've like this is blocked some of it out.
This is incredible. But look yeah, at you with like your stories normal, today.
I think, you know what it is with the body of water? Everyone ends up in their costumes naked. Or in their underwear.
Or, ugly people.
Or completely naked.
Ugly people naked in the pool.
Some young, nice-looking people.
Okay.
But it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Do they get grabbed up first?
Yeah, yes, they imagine. They
snap up the good-looking ones and leave the trolls for later.
Well, that's the thing. There's one. You don't get snapped up for the night and that's it. Mm. You keep.
Oh, you move
you
around.
Keep roaming, yeah.
Oh. You don't Nola just... likes this. She's smiling.
I'm a creep. What can I say? I this kind of thing fascinates me.
And there'll be like a mattress of sorts.
Yes, just in the middle.
In the open, yeah.
In a on oh, the grass?
Nola's in.
Like next to the jacuzzi in the lounge or whatever.
Nola's in. She will have that mattress before she has anyone
Stop!
Else.
Stop!
And then you can go into rooms and close the door if you want to as well.
And then do people knock on the door and say, can I join?
No, it's
they
planned.
Go, they go,
can I join?
It's kind of planned before you go in and close the door.
Planned?
Well, I mean, you've got your group, you know, and then you go.
Are you wearing a brown armband and everyone else has got a brown armband, can have fun with each other, but the people with the orange, they're not allowed? How does it work?
No, there are no bands.
How many people altogether?
I'd say about 20.
Wow. Gareth, I think you should infiltrate.
Before? Do they meet before?
They all know each other.
Okay.
I think Ben should do a YouTube video.
Not really my speed, Steph. No, thanks, though. Gareth, I think you should infiltrate one of these.
No, I don't think so.
I can get you in.
Leanne can get you in. Make it happen.
Thanks. All right. Well, I think Nola is the one who's most excited about this. So she seems like she should be. Yeah, plus, I can't go in as a single man, see? So I'm out already.
So lie.
Not allowed
You've
in.
Done it enough times on the show today.
Ben, you've got to stop with your lies. Then I'll stop with my lies. All you've done is lie about how great the Mzansi Super League is.
It is. It's going to be 7 days to go.
Please. I've never seen anyone with so much false enthusiasm for anything in my life. That and Gary Player. Holy shit. You know that Stefan came especially for Gary Player?
Well, everyone does, yeah. That's what she actually writes when you get those papers at the airport. Reason for visit.
Well, here's tourism. Unkia says, geez, trade, did this conversation get interesting this morning? Ass in a swingers club, crazy horny Germans. Happy Friday, everyone. Hey, will you get George Meany on the line? We're meant to talk to George. It's time for our little update with George on what goes on in the world of motoring. Stefan, are you having fun?
Yes,
are you
always,
glad you
always.
Came today?
Yes.
Slightly scared.
Thank God. Sorry about all these revelations.
It's a bit more interactive than listening to the podcast, though.
All right. Yeah, you listen all the time. You give us feedback. It's very good. So George Meany will join us in just a moment or two to talk about cars. Auto Central is the show that's on Mondays at 9 o'clock. You don't want to miss that. And if you do miss it, you can always get it on podcast. So there's really no excuse at all. A couple of other messages that are coming. Here's someone talking about, guys, I'm loving the banter between Ben and the Renegades. Yes,
yeah,
Ben.
That was a cool interview. When I did it, I thought, fuck, this is a waste of time. Because Roman was like not into it. But the podcast came out pretty good. It was a very good sporting conversation.
The Renegade Report you can listen to also. It's one of our best shows. And Ben was their guest.
I was.
Did you talk politics or just sport?
Sport.
And any controversial sports stuff?
Sure, definitely. Huh. Yeah, we spoke about a lot of things over an hour.
Really?
Yeah, it was cool because I don't ever have those sporting conversations, so it's very interesting for me. Hmm. My sporting conversations generally have the same kind of outcome, whereas with like a sort of old, curmudgeonly...
Roman.
Yeah, who doesn't care about these kind of things, doesn't see the point of them, it's interesting to debate things like that.
All right, well, there you go. If you feel like something refreshing in the Renegade Report, listen to Ben talking to Roman and Jonathan. Good morning, George Meany. How are you? Is he on phone or on Skype? What's he on? The phone? Who the hell uses a phone
telephone.
In this day and age? What an interesting thing to do. Here he is. George, how's it?
How's it, Gareth?
Good. Where are you today?
Fucking roadblock on the on-ramp to the highway. I mean, really? In peak hour traffic?
I know that.
They plan these things better?
You know, I'm so glad you brought this up because it happened to me the other day. Luckily, I wasn't rushing to be anywhere, but there was a roadblock on Rivonia Road for no good reason. No good reason I could foreseeably, just to mess with people in peak hour traffic. It's unthought of. It's inconsiderate.
It's absolutely inconsiderate. Don't they understand that there's an economy to run?
No, George, they don't care that you have to sell millions of cars every week on autotrader.co.za.
Exactly.
Tell me what you can tell me while you're driving. I don't want to get you into trouble. I mean, you've already got stuck in this roadblock. What's going on?
That's all right.
What's in the news?
Well, Autotrader South African Car of the Year, the semi-finalists have been announced.
Oh, very good.
And SUVs are dominating the list,
huh?
Believe it or not.
Who knew? There we go. That's interesting. So let's just remind people where they can go if they want to vote for Car of the Year.
Yep.
Go to Autotrader. Well, you've got a special section, COTY, right? Car of the Year.
Autotrader.co.za. But unfortunately, the voting for this particular round is closed, and we'll open it up again when we go to the finalist round. But
wow.
Members of the public voted, and we got over 50,000 votes.
That's tremendous. Very, very good.
Over 50,000 votes, and there were some surprising brands. Five of the brands were Honda, Suzuki, Volvo, Renault, and Opel.
Opel? Huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Opel. Can you believe it?
Have you got a favorite there, George?
I've always been a fan of Honda.
Mm-hmm.
So if out of that list, I think Honda's one of my favorites.
All right.
But who knows? I mean, let's see what happens. There's a long road to go still.
All right. Well, we'll open up the voting in the final round, but there we are. We've got the quarterfinals, the semifinals rather, of Car of the Year. What else is in the news?
Well, a Jaguar Land Rover is working on a solution to motion sickness. Have you ever got motion sickness?
Yeah, I sometimes when I'm trying to read in the car, I get motion sickness. Car sick people are people who genuinely they cannot travel as passengers in a car. I know people like that.
Believe it or not, 70% of people suffer from some kind of motion sickness.
That many?
70% of people suffer from some kind of motion sickness. And so Jaguar Land Rover is designing technology to detect when a passenger or the driver is suffering from the signs of nausea and motion sickness, and then it makes very quick adjustments to the car's ride to try and combat the motion sickness. So, believe it or not, they're working on technology where it already exists, but they're just employing this into the motion sickness, where the car can make adjustments to the suspension every 10 milliseconds.
Good heavens.
Jeepers.
And which is 100 times per second it can make adjustments to the suspension.
And this will stop you from feeling motion sickness?
Well, they theorize that can make it feel a little bit better.
How does it tell that you're feeling nauseous? Has it got a camera on you?
Can it see you turning green?
Obviously cameras.
Wow.
Obviously cameras.
I wonder how you'd even begin to figure that out. That sounds incredible.
There's more heat about your bottom.
Yeah, maybe you're farting a lot and it's like doing a smell analysis. I mean, how would you even tell? Maybe people, you know how I can tell if I'm feeling nauseous? You get that watery feeling in your mouth.
And that's to protect your teeth from
the vomit.
Impending acid, stomach acid.
Good heavens, that's incredible technology. Frightening, but incredible. Any revelation from you, Leanne? Do you also have motion sickness?
Well,
it's so full of revelations.
I found that back in the day when automatic cars weren't as smooth as they are.
Yes.
I would more likely be car sick in an automatic car than a manually driven car.
George, do you have motion sickness in the car?
No, I've never experienced motion sickness, even on ships. I've been on a couple of cruises.
Huh.
I've been on, I'm a light aircraft pilot. I honestly don't know how it feels.
I got really sick on one of our cruises.
Yes, Leanne, but that was because of drinking.
No, it was just, it was motion sickness. I was even,
George.
Crying. I was so nauseous.
Oh, here he is. Okay, look at that. What a surprise.
That was like Inception.
Yeah, it was. He's off the phone and suddenly he's here. Look at this. Do you get motion sickness, Ben?
Only on boats. I have vomited like a...
Oh, it's horrible. Like you can't escape it.
You can't, and the boats don't stop moving.
Stefan?
No.
No? No motion sickness? Tell the truth? No. Okay, so out of... You may have 70% of people, but out of all of us, only one. Well, maybe two if you include Ben on boats.
Don't know what it feels like.
Oh, Spongile? She gets motion sick. Is that real? Come here, Spongile. Let me talk to you. Hang on a second. I got to switch on her mic. There's so many mics running at the moment. You get motion sickness?
Yeah, a lot.
In the car, as a passenger or as a driver?
Car, as a passenger.
Oh, okay,
I get it. I can't read. I can't eat. I throw up. It's a lot.
If I read, oh, bad.
Apparently, reading is the worst for motion sickness. Yeah. If you read, you get motion sickness very quickly. But I honestly don't know what it feels like.
It feels like the worst nausea you've ever had in your life, and you can't escape.
Yeah,
it.
And you don't know how to save yourself from it.
Yeah.
You're just like, what should I do? Should I look up? What should
I'd rather experience intense pain than the nausea that it is.
Well, clearly Land Rover figured something out. I mean, it's incredible what technology they could pick up that you're nauseous.
Unbelievable.
That's unbelievable.
Unreal.
All right, what else is in the news?
So, you know people leave their dogs in cars?
Oh, gosh.
Horrible.
When they're parked?
Very mean.
So, Elon Musk has said that perhaps the next Tesla will come out with a dog comfort monitor that switches on the car's aircon if the dog is left in the car.
See, he's done it again. He's absolutely talking out of his ass for the sake of headlines. This guy's a genius.
He's a genius. Absolute genius.
He's thinking, I've got nothing, guys. I've got nothing. What are we going to do? Dogs. We're going to care about dogs on next
car. Should have chosen cats. Lots of cats on the internet.
Yeah. So that is interesting. But at the same time, I think there are people who prioritize their pets. They would do that.
Yeah,
a Tesla would have a unique selling point for them just because of this.
Well, I mean, if it detects that there's a dog in the car, why not switch the aircon on?
Sure.
The freaking thing's electric. It doesn't need to...
It's true. If you just hear panting, then the aircon will go on.
Yeah. It's not only dogs that people leave in the car, though.
They leave children.
Mm. Oh, that's terrible.
Old people. Old people sometimes just dry out like raisins in the back of cars. I've seen them there was one at Cresta once.
I thought it was aging.
And the old person was in the back of the car, and I saw them turn to dust in front of my very eyes, and they crumbled in the back seat.
No, that's because the sunlight hit them, and they were vampires.
That's Cresta for you.
Oh, was it one of the life estimini patients, maybe?
No, what a terrible thing for you to say. All right, go on. What else is... You're so politically incorrect. Go back to Berlin.
It's because you can say it here.
Yeah.
All right.
South
African... By the way, I've never heard George so cross as when he started his conversation with us this morning by going, fuck.
Yeah, I know. Stupid cross. Roadblock. I mean, really?
Started today. All right.
Dumbasses.
Anyway.
South African lawmakers are going to make you stay behind bars for 7 days if you get caught drunk driving.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So they want to reclassify the offence from a Schedule 2 to a Schedule 5 offence with a minimum fine of 2,000 rand and 7 days behind bars to teach you a lesson.
If you are caught drunk driving, well, they've got to find their money somehow because Uber has changed that for them.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Those creepy...
But I think it's a good idea nonetheless.
Sure. I don't have a problem with it. You shouldn't be driving drunk. It's stupid.
It's dumb. It's absolutely
perhaps
dumb.
I shouldn't drive at all then.
Did you drive here this morning?
Didn't go through the roadblock that I did.
Can't remember.
Okay, I wondered. There's a smell of gin in the car park.
Well, believe it or not, the instances of drunk driving over 2017 versus 2018 has gone up by 15%.
How? How's that possible?
75,000 incidents in 2017, 86,000 incidents in 2018
Please.
So far. Gauteng is KZN's the biggest culprit.
Yeah.
With a 36% increase, Gauteng at almost 20%, and Limpopo, believe it or not, at 29%.
Please do not drive drunk. Please don't do
it. Peace and love. Peace and love.
With peace and love, do not drive drunk.
Believe it or not, the Western Cape has declined in number of incidents in drunk driving. Maybe because Uber is so prevalent there.
Yeah. I use Uber in Cape Town. It's cheap as chips. Only thing you got to look out for is the Nigerians going to jack your phone off of you before your Uber arrives.
Mm-hmm.
That you don't want. That's amazing. So it's dropped in the Western Cape. Everywhere else it's up. That's horrible. What kind of people still drive drunk in a world where you can get a taxi or an Uber? I mean, listen, I know it costs money.
It's dumb, though.
But if you face a fine or imprisonment,
because
it's
people,
not even a question.
It's all in the planning, and people don't plan to get drunk. So they go out in their cars.
Oh.
And then they're not going to take an Uber back because then they have to take an Uber the next morning
to
get their car. Mm.
Still worth it. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You don't want to be arrested for drunk driving.
Just
you meet the wrong cop. Your life is in hell.
You're in big trouble. Well, at 2,000 Rand, fine. I mean, if it's going to cost you 2,000 Rand to fetch your car, you might as well just do it.
Listen, there's no Uber. It's 2,000 Rand. Unless you're traveling from here to Bloemfontein. It's ridiculous.
Absolutely. It's dumb. Right, so it's dumb.
All right, George. Glad you could make it in the end.
Sorry.
No, it's not your fault. We blame the JMPD.
Roadblock on peak hour traffic.
I mean, really, that's a very stupid thing. I've never heard you so cross. Furious. What a morning of revelations. Stefan telling us about clubs in Berlin with strap-ons, and Leanne with her chewing a jaw off.
Yes.
Basically, like Jaws from James Bond, the villain.
Dude.
Unbelievable. She chewed a piece of plastic to smithereens. If you have a loose appendage and Leanne sees it and snaps it off with her teeth, it'll take a second and a half.
Yeah. Jaws of steel.
She'll grind it down like a pig grinds down bones.
Yeah.
Sure. If she could.
Serious stuff.
Only because she could open her mouth wide enough.
It really hurts.
God, I'm
to
so
do that.
Sorry. I had no idea you were going through so much trouble.
Oh, well.
And then the revelation with the swingers club with the boyfriend.
That was years ago. And like I say, I've wiped half of it from my memory.
Mm. Well, not today. Today you brought it all up. Here's a message from Chris. What a show. What a good laugh. Cheers for an awesome show. Much love from the Atlantic Ocean, halfway to the Caribbean. I'm having a rocking time.
Oh, that sounds so good.
That is from Chris. Isn't that nice? DPWare saying the show is on fire this morning. Isn't that interesting?
Mm.
And Auto Trader have got a poll on at the moment. Should all cars include a dog mode? Go and vote.
Go vote.
Auto Trader SA on Twitter this morning.
And if you don't vote yes, then who are you really?
Yes, what kind of a monster are you? Right?
You're a cat lover.
Maybe you just don't have a dog.
Right.
Even then. Why would you want them to suffer harm?
All right, very good, everybody. Let's wrap it up with the un-news for this morning. Thank you, Stefan. Thank you, George. Thank you most especially to you for joining us. We will see you on Monday, bright and early, at 6 a.m. But here it is, the un-news for today. Well, Praveen Gordon has some incriminating news about shamed SAA Supremo Dudu Mieni and Jacob Zuma colluding. This, of course, is old news. Not only were these two colluding, but they were also canoodling and all kinds of other things. Just reminds you how out of touch Gordon is, and he's in charge of big things still. It's Black Friday at the SABC. No, they aren't selling things at rock-bottom prices, just threatening to pay their staff like they don't have any money. The black-shirted staff will be picketing for an hour today, so if you see them, please do throw them some spare change or bread because they desperately need it. And finally, the Box have welcomed back their European-based players for their encounter with the French. This is mostly to try and understand the opposition calls on the lineouts. Things have got so bad for the Box in discipline. There is more hope in deciphering the French language than trusting Malcolm Marx's throwing. That tells you something. All right, we will see you on Monday. Have an excellent weekend. And blah, 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 blah. CliffCentral.com